Saturday, May 4th, Liturgy of the Hours, Midday Prayer. Let's pray in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Enter Midday Hymn. Help us, O Lord, to learn the truths thy word imparts, to study that thy laws may be inscribed upon our hearts. Help us, O Lord, to live the faith which we proclaim, that all our thoughts and words and deeds may glorify your name. Help us, O Lord, to teach the beauty of your ways, that yearning souls may find the Christ and sing aloud his praise. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Psalm 119. Teach me the demands of your precepts, and I will keep them to the end. Train me to observe your law, to keep it with my heart. Guide me in the paths of your commands, for there is my delight. Bend my heart to your will, and not to love of gain. Keep my eyes from what is false. By your word give me life. Keep the promise you have made to the servant who fears you. Keep me from the scorn I dread, for your decrees are good. See, I long for your precepts, then in your justice give me life. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, in your justice give us life, Father. Do not allow greed to possess us, but incline our hearts to your commands. Give us understanding to know your law, and direct us according to your will. Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times, his praise always on my lips. In the Lord my soul shall make its boast. The humble shall hear and be glad. Glorify the Lord with me. Together let us praise his name. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. From all my terrors he set me free. Look forward to him and be radiant. Let your faces not be abashed. This poor man called, the Lord heard him, and rescued him from all his distress. The angel of the Lord is encamped around those who revere him, to rescue them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. He is happy who seeks refuge in him. Revere the Lord, you his saints. They lack nothing, those who revere him. Strong lions suffer want and go hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no blessing. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Continuation of Psalm 34. Come, children, and hear me, that I may teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is he who longs for life and many days to enjoy his prosperity? Then keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Turn aside from evil and do good. Seek and strive after peace. The Lord turns his face against the wicked to destroy their remembrance from the earth. The Lord turns his eyes to the just and his ears to their appeal. They call and the Lord hears and rescues them in all their distress. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Those whose spirit is crushed he will save. Many are the trials of the just man, but from them all the Lord will rescue him. He will keep guard over all his bones. Not one of his bones shall be broken. Evil brings death to the wicked. Those who hate the good are doomed. The Lord ransoms the soul of his servants. Those who hide him shall not be condemned. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In the psalm prayer, graciously hear us, Lord, for we seek only you. You are near to those whose heart is right. Open yourself to accept our sorrowful spirit. Calm our bodies and minds with the peace which surpasses understanding. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. And now, the reading for this midday is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 20 through 22. Christ is now raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Death came through man, hence the resurrection of the dead comes through a man also. Just as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will come to life again. And the responsory, the disciples rejoiced, alleluia, when they saw the risen Lord, alleluia. And our concluding prayer, let's pray. Loving Father, through your rebirth and baptism, you give us your life and promise immortality. By your unceasing care, guide our steps toward the life of glory. Grant us through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks. Amen. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.